Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. And today, on my walk, I'm thinking about the secret answer to leadership's toughest question. Now, I'm continuing my read of HBR's 10 must-reads on leadership. And a while back, Harvard Business Review compiled their top 10 articles on leadership and packaged them in this book. And whether you look at it as kind of an essential primer on leadership or approach it more like a graduate course sandwiched between two covers, this book is outstanding. Now, I'm just finishing it, and once I do, I'll post my book review to onmywalk.com. And speaking of reviews, we just posted a review of Madeline L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time. So I want to encourage you, stop by the site, read it, and you can also find Amazon links to purchase the book in a variety of formats. Okay, back to our subject at hand. The secret answer to leadership's toughest question. Now, obviously, we need to state the question before we supply the answer. So here it is. Why should anyone want to be led by you? Now that is a good question. And I read it in the chapter by the same title authored by Robert Goffey and Gareth Jones. And here's how they present the question. Here's what they write. If you want to silence a room of executives, try this small trick. Ask them, why would anyone want to be led by you? We've asked just that question for the past 10 years while consulting for dozens of companies in Europe and the United States. Without fail, the response is a sudden, stunned hush. All you can hear are knees knocking. Now, Goffey and Jones, they use this as a setup to their premise that inspirational leaders share four unexpected qualities. And here are the four. Number one, they selectively show their weaknesses. Number two, they rely heavily on intuition to gauge the appropriate time and course of their actions. Number three, they manage employees with something they call tough empathy. And it's worth reading the chapter just for that discussion. Number four, they reveal their differences. Now, as I often say, I'm not going to attempt to unpack all four of those. That's the purpose of the book, so pick it up, read it. It's excellent. But it's what the authors write at the conclusion of their chapter that confirmed an aha moment for me. In fact, it's one I experienced years ago, and yet I've seen it again and again and again in leadership. Listen to what they write. They say, all four of the qualities described here are necessary for inspirational leadership, but they cannot be used mechanically. They must become or must already be part of an executive's personality. That's why the recipe business books, those that prescribe to the Lee Iacocca or Bill Gates way, or I might add, the Steve Jobs or Howard Schultz or Bill Hybels way, often fail. No one can just ape another leader. So the challenge facing prospective leaders is for them to be themselves, but with more skill. I think they are spot on. Years ago, Warren Wiersbe, pastor, writer, and preacher-teacher extraordinaire, said something I have never forgotten. Listen to this. Wiersbe said, every preacher is a limited edition of one. Now, I think the same is true in leadership. Every leader, no matter who you are or where you are, is a limited edition of one. And this is borne out in history, in the leadership literature, and in scripture too. I mean, listen to these words from one of the greatest leaders in the church, the Apostle Paul. He writes, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." And what Paul is saying is God has made you unique as a leader. Lean into that uniqueness. So the leader's challenge, and I think this is so important, a leader's challenge is to learn from everyone, but to be himself. To learn from everyone, but to be herself. Listen to how Goffey and Jones sum it up.
Unraveling the mystery. As long as business is around, we will continue to pick apart the underlying ingredients of true leadership. And there will always be as many theories as there are questions. But of all the facets of leadership that one might investigate, there are a few so difficult as understanding what it takes to develop leaders. The four leadership qualities are a necessary first step. Taken together, they tell executives to be authentic. As we counsel the executives we coach, be yourselves, more with skill. There can be no advice more difficult to follow than that.
Okay, if the leader's toughest question is, why should anyone be led by you? The secret answer, or at least the secret to begin to answer that question, is to be yourself with great skill. And that means I need to be asking myself, what can I do today to improve my skill? And then to take immediate steps in that direction. Well, the secret answer to leadership's toughest question, be yourself with great skill. That's my aha moment on my walk with Robert Goffey and Gareth Jones in HBR's 10 Must Reads on Leadership. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.